Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. November 9th is the day the Church marks the dedication of the Cathedral of Rome, the Basilica of St. John Lateran. It was 324 when Pope Sylvester installed his throne inside this basilica during the first official dedication, symbolically placing there the privileged seat of papal authority, one which reflects this Church's claim to primacy in the world as Mother Church. In fact, if you look carefully at the facade of the basilica, the words Sacrosancta Lateranensis, Ecclesia omnium urbis et orbis, Ecclesiarum mater et caput, meaning the most holy Lateran church of all the churches in the city and the world, the mother and head, are engraved in stone between the great doors of the main entrance. Since 324, two other popes have rededicated the great cathedral, Pope Sergius III to St. John the Baptist, Pope Lucius II to St. John the Evangelist. Both saints are regarded as co-patrons of this cathedral, which, as is tradition in patriarchal cathedrals, is dedicated to Christ the Saviour. In a few moments, I'll be focusing my attention on the Basilica of St. John Lateran with my guest speaker, but before I introduce you to him, I'd like to share with you one of the best known of the medieval legends connected to this ancient building. I've asked my colleague Tracy McClure to read it for us.
The Emperor Constantine was suffering from leprosy when Peter and Paul appeared to him in a dream and promised him he would get well if he were baptized. The Pope at that time was Sylvester I, who had fled Rome for fear of persecution and lived in hiding among the forests of Mount Soracte. Reassured by the Emperor, he agreed to return to Rome and baptize Constantine. Healed of his leprosy, Constantine, as a sign of gratitude, built the Basilica of San Giovanni.
An unlikely legend for the Pope's cathedral, often referred to as the Lateran. After a Roman family who lived in the neighbourhood during the First Empire. But enough with speculation. It's time to join our guest, the Minister General of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement, Father Jim Pugliese.
The Pope is the 264th successor of Peter, and his prime title is the Vicar of Rome. His cathedral is St. John Lateran and not St. Peter's. Is there a specific reason for this?
Well, yes, mainly because St. Peter's was a pilgrimage place. It was the tomb of the martyr. And the cathedral church of the Diocese of Rome has always been St. John Lateran's. In fact, that was the residence of the popes up until really modern times, because, you know, the summer residence used to be the Quirinale, which is now the presidential residence. So the Pope lived in the city of Rome as its bishop. And because of political changes, that is, with the unification of Italy, the removal of the Papal States, then the Pope really was restricted to this little small area, which is known as Vatican City State, another country. But technically, St. Peter's is a very large church, but it's not even the parish church of the Vatican. You know, we all know St. Anne's is the parish church of Vatican City. So it's, we might just say, a big neighborhood church. But, of course, it's the center for all pilgrimage of people here to Rome, because where Peter was martyred and where Peter was buried became a place of worship from the early times, Constantinian times, who built the first church there and made it larger and larger. So technically, the Pope doesn't have a cathedral in the Vatican. There's just a parish church in the Vatican. But his cathedral, since his first and foremost, the most important title, is Bishop of Rome.
Why Bishop of Rome?
It's an ecclesiological reason, obviously, because it is a local church that was founded here in this city, first among the Jews who accepted Jesus as their Messiah. And then we know that Paul came to the city of Rome, and he worked not among the Jewish community, even though he was always Jewish, but among those were the Gentiles, the so-called pagans, that would have been the Romans or the Greeks that lived here that were not of Jewish origin. And so this church is founded on these two pillars, Peter and Paul, one representing the unity of the peoples to whom the gospel is now being preached, those first to the house of Israel, and then secondly those, as Israel's mission was to all of the world, to those outside of the house of Israel. And so this became a local church, like a church in London, in New York, Chicago, Buenos Aires, wherever. And so this was the seat of its head, which would have been the Bishop of Rome. So this title is a very important ecclesiastical title because it's a sacramental title. The title of Pope is something that's added on as almost as an honor. We know that some churches call their bishops Papa, just like we do. And for example, the Coptic Church in Egypt. It just means it's the father of this church. And so the original title and the most venerated title is being the Bishop of Rome. And we notice in his coat of arms, the tiara is not there. It's the bishop's mitre. So he is underscoring the role that first and foremost is a sacramental role, that he is bishop of a local church, a particular church. It's not just any particular church. It's a church that was founded here in Rome by two apostles, Peter and Paul, and a church which was sanctified by the lives of many martyrs, which is the reason why Rome was so important, because of the quality of its faith in the past. And I'm sure with former Cardinal Ratzinger, this point is very, very important, especially as he looks towards the re-Christianization, if you want, of Europe, that it was founded on the blood of the martyrs, those men and women who gave their very lives for the sake of the gospel.
St. John Lateran is considered the mother and head of all churches of the city and of the world, as is written, as is inscribed over its entrance, Omnium Orbis et Orbis Ecclesiarum Mater et Caput. Can you explain?
It's the mother church because from its baptistry, which was the building which is separate from the church, but where all the Christians of this local church were born eventually, is born all churches. Now, this is a little bit a tricky interpretation. And the reason I say this is because the mother church is always referred to as Jerusalem, right? We have this tradition which is very, very strong among the Orientals and among the Westerners that the first church, the primary church, was the Church of Jerusalem presided over by James and not by Peter. And in fact, this is one of the ecclesial traditions that we have, that all communities descend originally from the church in Jerusalem, which has a symbolic sense because it represents the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that will become the seat of the glory of God. But Rome, because of the fact that it took on importance not only from the religious point of view, where there are many people who accepted the faith, especially first, as I said before, among the Jews that were here, but also among all the other people that were living here, but also because of the fact that Rome acquires a political force. It became the center of the empire. It was the center of the empire at the time of Jesus' death. And so it was a force to be reckoned with. And we know that the role of religion in politics was always very, very important throughout the course of all of history, that emperors wanted to have a unified political base, but also because of the fact that religion many times served as the glue of that political base. And so when eventually the Roman Empire, the political aspect of it, falls into disuse, it is the Bishop of Rome who acquires the power, steps into the vacuum that is created to protect the people, to provide services, to provide judgment, etc. So the Pope then, the Bishop of Rome, begins to acquire a more of a political sense as well as a religious and spiritual sense. And so from this point of view, St. John Lateran is considered then to be the mother of all churches from which all churches are born because of the fact of his communion with its bishop.
And you were listening there to the Minister General of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement, Father Jim Pugliese. Our thanks go to him. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.